You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, episode number 18. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Ulmer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Hey, and welcome back to the Street Smart Wealth Profit in Your PJs podcast. And I'm so happy to have you listening in for wherever you are, whatever time of day it is where you are. I'm Jackie Ulmer, and I absolutely love today's topic, and I hope you do too. I like to call it the missing piece of the online attraction marketing puzzle, and that is building your brand. But before we get into that, let's cover the question of the week. It's kind of interesting. The question of the week really fits into today's topic because it's about online marketing, and really your brand ties into this. The question is, how do I get more people to like my fan page or business page on Facebook, and how do I get those newsletter opt-ins that I'm looking for? Well, it's a great question. It really is, and it's a question that so many people have, and I certainly had it, although Facebook didn't exist when I started online, but I certainly had it about getting those newsletter opt-ins. And really what it comes down to more than anything is value. What value are you providing to your visitor, your reader, whatever you want to call them? Because remember, no matter what you're selling, marketing, it doesn't matter, people are always asking, what's in it for me? So both with the fan page and with opting in to your newsletter, your report, your list, whatever you want to call it, you have to make sure that you're creating true value from your visitor and your reader's perspective. So when they land on your Facebook fan page, what is it that they see that engages them? What draws them in? What makes them want to like your page and join into the conversation? So begin to look at it from the eyes of your visitor and make sure that there's engaging content there and a reason for them to want to get involved and to play, if you will. And then, of course, really it goes the same way in your opt-in. People these days are skeptical. The last thing any of us need is more email, right? More junk email that's not what we want or going to assist us or that type thing. So again, what's in it for them? Does it answer their burning questions and frustrations? Does the promise that's contained in your giveaway, that compelling statement that you have at the very beginning that says, put your name and email address in here to get XYZ, for instance, mine is Profit in Your PJs, you want to create something compelling that gives them a reason to want to part with their email address to get the information that you're providing. So it has to be engaging. It has to be powerful. And we'll be covering more of that in an upcoming podcast on how to create that free giveaway. But you want to make sure that it's engaging. It's compelling enough that it gets them to put that information in there, certainly. And then you want to make sure that it delivers on the value that you promised that it would. That's very, very important. That'll keep them on your list. If you'd like more information about developing all of this, you can go to JackieAlmer.com or you can go to MLMInternetAndYou.com, MLMInternetAndYou.com, and get my ebook that covers this exact topic. And then you'll know a little bit more. It covers creating your brand too that we'll be talking about today. Great question. Now let's get into today's topic. Well, I truly love the internet as a lead generation and attraction marketing tool. It truly surpassed my wildest dreams in terms of success and the income that it has allowed me to generate while creating true time and financial freedom. That was so important to me because I didn't want to build a business that I was a slave to. About the time I took my business to the internet, I was reading interviews by top network marketers who were talking about the 60 to 70 hour work weeks that they were putting in. And I thought to myself, yuck, that holds no interest for me. That's not what I'm looking to do. I'm looking for something different. So the internet really has provided that for me. And the cool thing is, it can provide the exact same thing for you if you're willing to dig in, get busy, roll up your sleeves, and master what it takes to be successful. You know, even more important than any of that, the people I've met and the relationships that I've built through the internet have been simply amazing. Some of the people I now count among my best friends are people I met through the internet. So let's talk about this most important topic for today's training segment, and that is uncovering the missing piece of the online business building puzzle. That's what I like to call it, and that is building your brand. You know, defining your niche, knowing how to provide solutions based on that. All of that is such an important part of what we do online, because remember, we're always looking to become the hunted online and not be the hunter. So we want people coming after us, so we want to make sure that the message we're putting out there is in alignment with who we're looking to attract. So to get this started, what I want you to do is I want you to close your eyes and dream about that perfect business that gets you excited. What is it that makes you want to jump up and shout and move into inspired action to make it a reality? Wouldn't you like to create a future vision that pulls you forward and into action? Wouldn't you also like to be having fun with it right now as you build it? Great. Let's take some steps and make that happen. I want you to have some fun. Don't be too practical or worry about how you're going to make it happen. Just be outrageous and have some fun. So think about this. Who are the people that when you close your eyes, you see joining you in your business? This is an important piece of the whole puzzle, because who you work with is going to make a huge difference in falling in love with your business and truly enjoying what you do day in and day out. And when you know your brand, you also tend to know who that target audience is, and then attracting them becomes so much easier. Now, I know that branding and niche and all these terms have become slightly overused buzzwords today online, but it doesn't make them any less relevant. In today's online market, you must establish this first so you know the direction you're going with everything else. Here's the funny thing. You already have a brand, in a sense, even offline. It consists of how people think of you, speak about you, and associate you with things, okay? Usually, you just kind of continue that brand right into your business and right online. In other words, you don't want to fake it till you make it. Just be who you are. It makes it so much easier. If you're fun, adventuresome, and so on, that'll be a big part of your brand, and working with that online will be natural for you. Maybe you're very goal-oriented, more serious, and kind of a just-the-facts, ma'am, type person. That's great. Same thing. Just don't overthink who you are, and don't try to change who you are. Go with it and attract the right people. Because here is the bottom line. Ultimately, you have to set yourself apart from all the other people out there who are trying to find and attract prospects for their business. This is how you're going to find and attract your target audience and begin to build those very important relationships. Because remember, success online and offline in a network marketing business for sure is all about creating and building on relationships. And I have to tell you, this process of identifying your niche and creating your brand was not nearly as big a deal back in 1999 when I started online, and I'm kind of grateful for that. I had no idea who or what my brand is or was, and quite frankly, I was looking to target anyone who would land on my site and could fog a mirror. You may be able to relate to that. And after all, you know, what we do in network marketing is, talk to everyone, right? Well, that's what we typically do offline. But here's the thing. Online, it's important that we use a strategic approach to marketing, because that is how people will find and attract to us through our website and marketing funnels. Okay, so I talked about becoming the hunted versus the hunter. Offline, we tend to talk to everybody. We go after everybody. It's kind of like a hummingbird looking for nectar in a flower. We don't know, so we go to each little person. We talk to them. We see who's interested. We see who's serious, and we talk to the ones who are and move on from there. Online, it's very different, because we're using that strategic approach to put ourselves out there so that the right people are going to attract to us. Now today, my brand is defined around being known as the trusted network marketing advisor. People know that they can count on me to shoot straight, be hype-free, and share the facts about what it takes to build a successful business and a successful market. My niche really is working with those who have had some success and they get network marketing, and I just need to show them how to incorporate some online marketing tools into their business plan. The problem most people have when they get online is that they don't take the time to define who their target market is, what solution they might be looking for, and so on. Because after all, we are solutions providers. In network marketing, we're taught that the whole world typically is our market and we should leave no stone unturned. And again, that's great offline, but online, you have to create a system where the right people are going to find you. After all, the goal is to have people coming to you versus you going to them like offline. So you must know who you're targeting. And when you focus on your niche market, you can much more easily become an expert in that specific area and even an expert on your product line. Now keep in mind that target market and niche do have different meanings. Your target market are those people most likely to do business with you or buy from you. Your niche is your target market who is interested in the solutions you offer to the problem they have. Get it? Your target market are those people most likely, but your niche are those people who are actually interested right at this time in that solution. Okay, remember this, people buy solutions. So you have to develop your unique selling proposition around this. This is what sets you apart from your competition. And don't get too worried about competition. You are unique and you offer unique skills and talents. So you want to identify your who, which is your target market, and then identify your what, which is the solution you provide. Combine those and you have your niche. You may need to back this up and listen to it again. It's important to me that you get this. The next step then is to kind of write out your benefit statement or solution statement. Here's an example of my process. My who is network marketers and those who want to develop an online business or some type of business from home, but they don't know what or where to start. Well, network marketing or affiliate marketing, these are often the best place to start for people because it's a simple way to get going. So the solution I provide is teaching others how to develop and use the tools of the internet to attract and sponsor people into a network marketing business. So my niche would be network marketers who have a solid understanding of the business, have had some success ideally, and who now want to learn how to incorporate online marketing methods into their business system. Another part of my niche would be those people who are really excited about an online business. They're excited about learning what it takes to develop these skills and work out within the online environment because it takes a true drive and a passion to master the online side of it. So my benefit statement then might be something like, I help network marketers identify their ideal niche and then build an online marketing system and funnels to attract that niche and sponsor them into the business. So let's talk a little bit then about the target market. Success in network marketing is about identifying a target market, people who want what you've got. Social networking allows you to bring in targeted traffic, people who are looking for what you have, right? And there are no geographic limitations, and it offers your potential customer or business partner a chance to get to know you first. This can help you better establish your brand. Social media marketing allows you to build a personal brand, establish a following of targeted prospects, and then find people who are right for what you're offering, all without ever leaving your home. That's one of the things that was so appealing to me. The internet really is just a lot of little communities, and your job is to define a target market and then identify where the communities are online, right, that are going to fit with that. These are the communities online where your target market will hang out, so to speak. Once you find those communities and you become a regular visitor and contributor there, and you show up regularly in order to establish a base of readers and followers, it's going to make your job so much easier. So let's talk a little bit about identifying that target market briefly, and then talk about how to find that group online. How closely can you identify your target market? It's not the whole world, contrary to popular network marketing opinion. And you'll increase your success rate, especially online, if you know who you're targeting and where to find them. So the first thing we want to do is take an inventory of ourselves. What are your interests, your hobbies, your passions, your beliefs, your goals, your dreams. What do you do for a living? Where did you go to school? Were you in the military? Do you collect anything? Do you have small children, teenagers, grandchildren? Take a few minutes to answer some of these questions, and this will give you some ideas on where to start to find your target market. And you'll find a handout to help you with some of this over on the show notes at jackiealmer.com/018. This is show 18. Okay, another question you must answer is, what is it exactly that you're promoting? Now, if you answered with something regarding your product, you're only partially right, unless all you want to do is attract customers. So you may want to think again, at least in your online efforts. See, building online is a little different from building offline. I am very clear and laser focused on the fact that I promote two things. I promote freedom and the system to achieve it. Freedom encompasses a lot. It offers time, money, less stress, potential for better health, potential for higher quality relationships, personal satisfaction of achievement, and knowing that others are being helped in the process. It truly is a total win-win. Now, my particular product line and company, combined with network marketing and the internet, is the fleet of vehicles I use to work from home and earn an income. Once you identify your target markets, you'll have an easier time online with where to go and what to do. So these are a few of my target markets and how I've approached them. You'll want to come up with some of your own, and you'll begin to see how this fits into your brand too, because who you are in essence is a part of who your brand is. So I'm a mom, a stay-home mom, a work-at-home mom, although my children aren't so small anymore, but they certainly were many, many moons ago when I started in network marketing. This offers me a big general market, so I have to kind of narrow it from there. You know, when I first started in network marketing, I thought young mothers at home would be a natural market for me, but I quickly learned that many of them have no desire to have a business of their own. So to narrow that market, I'm not just looking for anyone with small children or any stay-home mom. I'm looking for mothers of young children who do want to work from home, who do want to have a business. And there's a big difference there, and it's important to note that difference. So I began looking for sites online that were geared toward this market. And I found and established a presence at a specific work-at-home mom site to begin with. Now, it's kind of funny. When I first found this site, they had a handful of message boards. Now, remember, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, LinkedIn, none of that existed. We had online forums and message boards. But this particular site had a handful of message boards and chats for work-at-home moms in all different areas. But there was nothing specifically related to network marketing. So I wrote the site owner and suggested a board and a chat, and I volunteered to host both. This, as it turns out, has been one of the smartest moves I made initially online, and I think it still is a big part of my success today. I didn't know where it would go, but I knew that any time that you lead something or you monitor something or you moderate something, you establish yourself as an expert in the eyes of many. This actually led to the publishing of my very first ebook, my MLM Bootcamp ebook, and it launched me into the ebook publishing world. And this provides really and truly today, it provides still its own source of leads for my business. Now, another target market of mine is frustrated network marketers, people that understand and love the concept, but are looking for more than what they're currently getting. Maybe it's the wrong company, wrong upline, wrong system, but if they're committed to the concept and being coachable, then I want to talk to them, definitely. So I frequented several sites and message forums that were devoted to network marketing and MLM. Again, another natural fit. Now, I don't set out to recruit others. I just offer advice, answer questions, and generate discussions. I published articles at these sites, and I'm always subtly promoting my business and system through a link to my website. I do the exact same thing today on Facebook with pages and groups on LinkedIn and the same type thing. And most often, it's allowed by these type of message forums. You always want to check and know on Facebook. You don't typically use a link, but people can click back to your page and your About Me section and learn more about you. And hopefully, you have it open so people can learn more about you. Now, I don't ever blatantly advertise on these forums. I just answer questions and provide training and business building ideas. And this ultimately begins to develop my brand as an expert. Now, another passion of mine is cooking. So I also have found communities online devoted to this topic, and I get involved. And, you know, in some way, shape, or form, people will become interested and ultimately click back to learn more about me, or they can go to my personal site, learn a little bit about the information that I've put there. Now, movie review sites, book reviews, all these type things are a great place to meet people online. So if you love music, you know, think about all the social networking sites and different things that are out there today that have large areas devoted to music reviews. I have actually sponsored someone because of my love of Tom Petty. I'm a huge Tom Petty fan, and I posted information out there. I post information out there regularly, post YouTube videos and just, you know, share his music and that type thing. And I've attracted a small following of people who also love him, and ultimately ended up sponsoring a guy into my business who also loved Tom Petty. So you just never know. I like to say the internet is all about creating warm market in a different way. And again, I've made some great friends through the internet. Some are now business partners and some are just good friends. And many of them I've never met in person. So think about your target markets, write them down, and then get out in the search engines online looking for a few. Now, again, about that personal inventory, to do all of this, it has to start with you, your natural gifts, your talents, your passions, your experiences, because it really is about branding you, Inc., not your company or your products, but you. You have to sell yourself online before anyone will think of partnering with you. Now, I mentioned there's a worksheet that you can download. You can go to jackiealmer.com/018. The show notes are there. And that's going to help you get started in the process of identifying your target market, your solution, your unique selling proposition, and your benefit statement. So some initial brainstorming questions are, what is your background? How about your experiences? What do you love to do? Why did you choose your company and products? What challenges have you faced and overcome? What do you value in your life? What are your strengths? The answer to these questions will begin to help you design your brand and then your message, which will feed into your online business system and your marketing funnels. Now, please understand that developing your brand and attracting your niche is an ongoing process, and it may evolve and change somewhat. It's okay to reevaluate your strategy and fine-tune it every 6 months to a year even. I know mine is certainly evolving as my last child graduates from high school and then goes off to college, so I'll be an empty nester. Now, I can tell you that the WAM market will always be a big part of my target audience online. My son was, 15 months old when I started in network marketing. My daughter wasn't born yet. And they've literally grown up with a mom working from home, struggling, becoming successful, becoming an author, a speaker, a trainer, and doing a lot of different things. And my daughter especially has benefited from this as she's traveled with me and actually spoken a little on stage herself and performed and done some different things like that. So it's been a great venue. And because I have such a passion for that market, because I want to help other moms be able to stay home, work from home, and really and truly what I like to say, have it all. So kind of define for yourself who you might be looking for, who might be a great target audience for you. I mean, I've mentioned before, prior to having children, I come from the airline industry. That would have been another great target market, especially with everything that's gone on in the last 20 plus years in the airline industry in terms of downsizing, mergers, cutbacks, pay cuts, and all different types of things. So think about what's going on in those fields and areas that you know and begin to develop that strategy along that line, because it's so important, so very important. So hopefully you've been able to glean a little bit of good information for yourself about branding, finding your target market, your niche, and that type thing. I look forward to sharing more of this type of training in a future upcoming podcast. But for now, make sure you go through the show notes and the worksheet and get started building your brand. Now, again, if you want more detailed information on putting your brand together, how to set up your blog, your lead capture, your free giveaway, any of that, you can learn more in my book, MLM, The Internet, and You. And it details exactly how to get started with these things. You can go to MLMinternetandyou.com, MLMinternetandyou.com. So that's it for today. Upcoming announcements, don't forget the RealSavvySuccess.com event, September 19th through the 21st in Salt Lake. You can go to RealSavvySuccess.com for details. I'll be speaking there and I'm one of the founders. And if you have questions for the podcast, go to JackieAlmer.com/question and you'll see off to the right the little icon. You can actually leave me a message, and I would love to include a link to it on the podcast and give you a little bit of a plug too. So definitely leave your blog on there. You can listen to this on Stitcher, Beyond Pod, TuneIn Radio, Pocket Pod, as well as iTunes. And if you found this helpful, I would so appreciate it if you would rate the podcast over on iTunes or your favorite listening place. And with that, I will see you on next week's podcast. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at ProfitInYourPJsNow.com. That's my nuts and bolts on how to be successful in your network marketing business. You can also get more at my blog, JackieElmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, Facebook.com/StreetSmartWealth, and on Twitter, @JackieElmer. See you on the next show, and have a fun, profitable week.